Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Sculley is our guest. He's the former CEO of Pepsi-Cola and Apple, the author of the new book, Moonshot, Game-Changing Strategies to Build Billion-Dollar Businesses. Folks, he's got the key here in this book. If you read it, you will get some ideas on how you can become. I believe today if you make your way in the economy that going forward, where you find a way to be successful going forward, not just dining out on old practices that your legacy infrastructure is still supporting. If you're making it with new practices and the way the economy and the marketplace is going, I believe you'll not only wind up being successful, you'll be disruptive. What do you think?
Absolutely. And when we're in a period where there is a fundamental change in not only the economy, but in the way that businesses have to think about how do they create value for their shareholders and for their employees, and it's all about the customer. And yep. It seems simple. It seems obvious. Well, people said, of course you want to pay attention to the customer. No, it's not obvious, because it means you have to do very different kinds of things to be able to connect with customers, because customers now can't be taken for granted. They have incredible power to shift opinion about a product or a service.
And that new control that they have is really frightening to business managers and owners, small business owners and CEOs like the guys who were where you used to sit years ago. And this is a frightening thing, because for 10,000 years, the company had control, the seller had control. Now the seller doesn't have control, and they don't know what to do with that, do they?
You're so spot on. And I know that you and I are out there, you know, trying to shout from the rooftops that anybody who is leading a business or anybody who wants to build a business needs to take notice, because this is a different game. It's entirely different tools we have available to be successful in this game, and it really is something that so many companies can adapt to and be able to take advantage of. But a lot of them, probably the majority, are going to sit on the sidelines, play it safe, and they're exposing themselves to high risk.
Well, I want to come back to this disruption thing, because I really think this is an important term for our time, John. Because whereas you used to look at Coca-Cola you would watch Coke and Coke would watch Pepsi and Apple is watching Microsoft and Google is watching Facebook, those kinds of competitive scenarios, I think those are going to be changed by people who will disrupt that way of life with something completely different. In other words, the next disruption for your business, large or small, probably won't even come from your own industry. What do you think?
No, that's so correct, because I learned when I came from the cola wars, from corporate America, from leading a company, Pepsi, where we were competing to take something away from our major competitors. It was about market share. Who's the winner? And then all of a sudden, I'm sitting there with Bill Gates, Steve Jobs. They're 27 years old, and they're not talking about taking market share. They're talking about creating an entirely new industry that didn't exist before, and how they're going to change the world and do it. And so as you look at the big opportunities, it's about creating something new. Now, let me give you a perfect example. So everybody's heard about Uber. And if you go back a few years ago,
Uber the peer-to-peer ride share service is like a taxi. If you haven't used it, it's wonderful. Go ahead, John.
Exactly. So let's go back a few years to San Francisco. And in San Francisco, the taxi industry was about $150 million a year. Then Uber arrived on the scene. 4.5 years later, Uber has almost a $500 million revenue business with their great customer experience alternative to a traditional taxi.
Just in that market?
Yeah, but here's what's interesting. The taxi industry didn't go away in this example. Mm-hmm. Uber created an entirely new industry. Mm-hmm. And Uber, in less than 5 years, is worth $45 billion.
Wow.
So something's going on here. And a lot of the reasons why companies can have these, you know, incredible valuations in such a short period of time are the things I talk about, you know, how it was
exactly.
done and how the lessons can be learned by other entrepreneurs to apply some of these ideas to their own industry.
And see, that's exactly right. And the thing is what I'm trying to help small business owners understand is that while you're worried about your competitor, your next disruption is going to come somewhere else, but it's going to be created not so much by the entrepreneur, but by the customer. If you want to know where your next disruption is going to come from, watch your customer and look at their expectations. John, what do you think?
Absolutely, and it's why I talk about a moonshot. Forget about the business plan. You know, everyone says, "Well, we got to have a business plan." Well, the business plan is just a budgeting process. Sure, you got to have a budget, but the customer plan, Jim, is where it's all at.
The
customer plan says, "You know, what am I doing to solve a really big problem for the customer? Mm-hmm. Am I solving it in a novel way? How do I engage customers? How do I recruit customers?" And what's
John, hold on to that thought. I want you to tell us more about the customer plan after this break. I need your website right now, John.
John Sculley, J-O-H-N-S-C-U-L-L-E-Y.
.com?
.com, yes.
All right, johnsculley.com. The book is called Moonshot. It's really doing well wherever books are sold. Check it out. And John Sculley and I will be right back. It's 10 till. Stay with us.
Don't ask me why. Love never seems to last.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.